Now, later on, and you look in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 and 17, look what Paul says. I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Greek, the religious person and also the thinker. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. How do you live by faith? How is it that Paul said in verse 8 of Romans chapter 1, your faith is proclaimed in all the world? What about your faith? Faith in this gospel is visible. Do people get saving knowledge about Jesus Christ by how you live? It's profound, really, to consider that Paul says, hey, Romans, everybody hears that you guys believe Jesus. You guys follow Jesus. What are they doing that makes them known for their faith? Do they walk around and say, I believe in Jesus. I believe in Jesus. Jesus is the one. Jesus is who you should follow. Jesus is the name we honor, right? Is that what it is, because they're just happy, clappy, and proclaiming? What do people know about Jesus Christ because of how you live? Now, if you were to turn in your Bible to Galatians chapter 5, and I do recommend it. So from Romans to Galatians, it's just probably a quarter of an inch. Do you want it in millimeters? I'm sorry, I don't think that way. But if you turn in the Bible at the end of your row, 1173, you'll get there. I heard Gentiles eat pork chops, right? So it's Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. But you get to Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, right? And just keep coming. Keep coming. Galatians wants your attention. And chapter 5, on page 1173 in a Bible at the end of the row, beginning at verse 16, says this about how you live, how I live, how Christians live. Verse 16 of chapter 5 in Galatians says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. And if you skip down to verse 22 of chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Now you'll read, if, I do believe that the word is better translated since we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have sacrificed the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, are you born again? Do you know what Jesus told Nicodemus, that you must be born of water and of Spirit? Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Since we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit. Follow the desires of the Spirit who lives in you. Be led by the Spirit. This is how your faith shows. What is your relationship with the Holy Spirit of God, that third person of the Trinity, the presence of God in the world today who is working among believers? Are you moved by Him? Are you filled with Him? I know if you believe that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose again, that you are a Christian. No one argues that you are not a Christian if you believe that. That is saving faith. And God's grace will save you. Are you effective in your life and your witness so that other people may learn this truth and be saved? Or are you saved and grateful and ineffectual and sitting and no example to others who need to be saved? Walk by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. Be filled with the Spirit, we're told in Scripture. Are you, as Jesus said you must be in John chapter 3, born of the Spirit? Have you, as Paul said, you will in Acts chapter 19, have you received the Holy Spirit? Has anyone prayed for you, as Peter and John did in Acts chapter 8, verse 14 and 15? Has anyone prayed for you that you might receive the Holy Spirit? If you're not sure whether you are born of the Spirit, if you're not sure that you have received the Holy Spirit, why would you leave any room for doubt? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but get filled with the Spirit." Luke chapter 3, verse 16, John the Baptist answered all the people, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire."